This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush should get to know the District of Columbia a little better. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush took a pot shot at the District of Columbia the other day, but hit his foot instead. He opposed statehood for D.C., he said, because D.C. funds come almost exclusively from the federal government. The president is surprisingly misinformed. The vast majority of D.C. revenues, 87%, come from local, not federal taxes. The White House tried to explain away the president's misstatement by saying D.C.'s local budget must also be approved by Congress. That's my point, Al. D.C. has no voice in Congress. Its residents are second-class citizens without representation in the Senate or House. Statehood is the only realistic way to end this injustice. President Bush should know better, Al. It's wrong to keep D.C. as America's last plantation.
Let's be upfront, Ted. You liberals are giddy with the thought of a D.C. state for one big reason. It would send up two more Democrat senators to make our laws. Who needs that? Your disturbing formula would grant the district all of the rights of a state with none of the responsibilities. The District of Columbia now has more civic employees per capita than any city in the entire nation, yet city services are a real mess. The sewer and water systems are deteriorating fast, and those potholes are big enough to swallow even you, Ted, after dieting. The district was set aside as the seat of government. So before you shriek about last plantations and taxation without representation, why don't you join a number of thoughtful people in proposing that district residents vote in Maryland? Maryland's Democrat governor thinks it's a good idea. So do I. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Washington's importance in shaping the world. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.